Welcoming on the air with us is Cokeville High School's head wrestling coach, Marty Linford. Coach Linford, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
We appreciate you coming on with us, Marty. And I guess the first question I wanted to ask you was kind of give us your insight and rundown of kind of the current state of the 2A class of wrestling and where the Panthers fit into that.
Well, that's a good question. If you look at wildwrestling.com, Shoshone's the number one ranked team right now. It's kind of unusual not to have Moorcroft up there, but they are in the top three or four. And we aren't ranked as a team right now, but we've beaten three of the top four ranked teams. And so things are looking pretty good for us. I think if we continue to wrestle well and improve over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we have a shot at making some noise at the state tournament.
We have a big weekend this weekend. The Pinedale Invitational. Tell us about this tournament, who's going to be there, and what you're hoping to see from your guys.
Well, we're going to wrestle three duels there, and we're going to wrestle Kemmer and Pinedale and Big Piney. We've wrestled Big Piney and Kemmer earlier this year and did well against them, and it'll be fun to go up against Pinedale. They've got some good kids. And our two Thompson brothers, Matt Thompson and Cale Thompson, will be wrestling the Gelhausen brothers in the same weight class. So that'll be a fun matchup for them.
You know, you start talking about some of these kids individually. Kind of break down your team for us, Coach Linford, who kind of introduce us and familiarize us with the Panthers this year. Who do you have where? Okay.
Well, we start out at 120 with Micah Peterson. And we jump to 132. We've got a couple kids there in Emmett Mackey and Isaac Halls. At 138, we've got our returning state finalist, Cale Thompson, and a freshman Autry kid, Jethro Autry, backing him up. At 145, got some pretty darn good kids. Got Garrett Reese and Dakota Nelson. At 152, we have Ammon Halls and Weston Murdoch and Nathan Thornock, and they've all been wrestling well. At 160, we've got Eli Linford, and 170, Matt Thompson, 182, Landon Walker, 195, Michael Cook, and 220 is Connor Vewig. So we're doing a pretty good job for a small school, filling most of the weight classes.
Speaking again this morning with Marty Linford, head coach of Cokeville Wrestling, this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coaches, we've talked with some other wrestling programs, such as Coach Clark here in Star Valley, and talked about how things have to work with COVID and doing this and that. And, you know, Star Valley has so many kids in their program, they have to really separate each other when they're practicing, and they work in little groups. And so, you know, that kind of stuff for tracing and whatnot. What is it like for your school? And your program, I should say, trying to follow the rules, but also get ready and being able to compete?
Well, that's a good question. Since we're so small, we do wrestle in pods so that we can contact trace. But it's easier because we don't have 50-plus kids. We've got 18 of them. So, you know, we get in groups of four and wrestle each other. And I told the kids at the beginning of the year with us not being able to go to so many big tournaments and a lot of different people, we're in charge of making ourselves better. Usually when we hit the state tournament, we have around 45 to 50 matches. This year, we'll have in the mid-20s. So we really have got to get better in our wrestling room, and the kids have been doing really well at that. We've got a number of kids that are just flat-out hammers right now, and I've been proud of them for their hard work and making each other better.
Coach, you say 18 wrestlers. That is a big group for a size of school as Cokeville. And I know you hear this all the time, but the participation level for varsity sports at Cokeville High is something that I have never seen anywhere else as consistently and as the longevity of it. What do you attribute that continued interest and participation level? What's in the water? What drives kids to say, you know what, I want to be part of a varsity sport, and I'm willing to do this instead of just going and doing something else?
You know what, I think one of the cool things about that is that they feel needed. We need every single one of them to field a football team. We need every single one of them to field a good wrestling squad and a good basketball team. So I think they feel needed. The coaches let them know that they're needed, and it's cool to be part of something big and part of something good. And we've got good athletes and good teams, and so they know they're going to be able to participate and do good things. So I think that really helps. And like you said, we have over 90-95% of our student body participating in varsity athletics every year, and that's a really cool thing.
Well, Coach, believe it or not, 4 weeks away from state in Casper. Of course, things going to be different this year where you don't get 3 or 4 days at the event center. It's all done in one day for each class. So that could be a lot of matches in one day for your kids. How do you prepare for that? Maybe from a mental standpoint, obviously physically and conditioning, that way to be able to wrestle a whole bracket in one day.
You know what? That is a darn good question. And we've talked a lot about it. And like you said, we're working on our conditioning for it. And mentally, we just have a kid, you know, you've got your 45 minutes of rest and then you're going to be back up, and it's going to be a hard thing, but it's not an impossible thing. And the one that wins it still only going to wrestle 4 matches. And we go to tournaments where they're 1 day tournaments and you get 4 matches in a day. And so, I think those kids will be set and ready to go, but it will be a long grind mentally. The one bad thing, there's a lot of bad things about it, but one of the bad things is you won't get to see the 3A and 4A kids compete. That's one of the highlights, is looking over at the mat and watching a Star Valley kid do well that you've wrestled all year long, and them being able to watch us. And so that's going to be a bummer in that sense.
Well, that's Coach Marty Linford, Cokeville High School Wrestling. Good luck in Pinedale this weekend, Coach, and thanks for your time this morning.